Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just got handed something that is so exciting. I mean, weirdly.
I think it's good.
It's really funny. It's 7 o'clock. We have something coming up for you people of our age and older.
Old.
Old people alert. I went, look at that. But it's, you know, Brynn is going to be like, who is this? I'm going to have to tell him what songs to pull.
I'm sure I don't know either.
You do. You know.
I'm pretty sure I don't
know.
You
know. You definitely know.
I feel like I'm a lot younger
but
than you guys.
You're not. You do know, but I bet that, you know, I would say that he's definitely for people at least 10 years older than us. Like, real. Like, I was little when this guy had all his hits.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure the teenagers at that time fawned all over him. Anyway, 7 o'clock, we'll tell you who the hell we're talking about and you can win tickets. It's pretty funny. Okay, so I'm going to start with Death Most Foul. This is sad. This is actually sad. As an old person, I was really into the Monkees. They were a band that was put together for a TV show, but they did have bona fide chart success. I think they were all. I don't think that they recorded the music part. I'm not sure what their role was on the show as far as actually recording those songs, but they were all musicians.
Are you talking about the Monkees?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never cared about these guys at all.
I
never watched
the show.
Oh, we
used to watch it all the
time. I never had a record. I never listened to the records.
Yeah, they had hits. Like even I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
Which I think is a Neil Diamond song, right? If I tried.
I mean, yeah, the Monkees. We used to watch it. I think it was on after school when we came home.
And who hasn't walked down the street going, here we come,
walking down the street,
crossing your legs over the person. Everyone we meet, hey, with the Monkees.
People say we're monkey around.
So everybody was in love with Davy Jones, so I decided Peter Tork was my guy.
Oh,
you know, like with the Osmonds, everyone was into Donnie,
well,
so I had to go
Mickey.
With Alan.
I liked Mickey.
Oh, really?
Mickey,
the drummer.
Mickey was my guy, yeah.
Oh.
Because he was goofy. I liked that.
Sure.
What is with you always taking the
I take the one I think I can get, you know? I know that
you
I
can't get any of them.
No. In your tiny child mind, you feel like, well, all my girlfriends are into this other guy, so I'm going to go for this one, then I can have them all to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That tree will be just mine for the kissing.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
So but I did like Peter Tork. I thought, but Davey,
you didn't think much of yourself as a kid, did you?
Well, it wasn't that. It was just that everyone was into Davy Jones, and I was into him too. But I was like, who wants to fight with that bunch? I'll take this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the same thing with Donnie. Like, of course, I would have taken Donnie. If Donnie was into me, I would have been like, all right, fine, Donnie, I'll go. Sorry, girls. Sorry, friends. But, you know, when we're all playing our little game in the backyard where we're all dating the Osmonds, I just picked a different one, picked the second cutest one or whatever.
You know what you just made me think of? You know how many times you see a girl, I can only speak for myself here, you see a girl and you go, she's really cute, but in a normal way.
Yes.
I think I can get her.
Yeah.
And then you realize every guy thinks that, and she has more dudes hitting on her than even the hottest chick.
Right. Because the hottest chick, everyone's like, I can't get her.
I'll never get her. Not in a million years.
Pretty girl syndrome.
But that normal cute girl has more guys than she knows what to do with. Because every guy thinks,
yep,
I've got a shot.
I have a shot with that girl. She's not that great. And I'll be able to beat her down, too. If you know, when she turns me down, I'll be like, you're not all that.
None of that entered my mind, but okay.
The rejection will hurt less because she's
speak
nothing.
Speak for yourself. I don't know about that beat her down thing. What?
So the thing is, and I'm sure with the other with people who are younger than us, like, I don't know, New Kids on the Block or Backstreet Boys, you had the guy that you really, you know, he was your favorite for sure.
Well, I had
but some of us
Ace Frehley and Kiss was my guy.
No, I mean to date, Vin.
to which boy was the cutest, well, which boy. So it would have been Ace.
It would have been Ace.
I see.
You know.
What if all the girl? What if all the other boys were into Ace too? Then would you have to have gone, you know, Paul Stanley or
maybe
Paul was always the one for me. I love Paul, and I was not going Gene.
Well,
that's
most
for sure.
Yeah. Of my friends were Gene, but I was an Ace guy. That's why I started playing guitar, and he knows it. I've read interviews where he's like, "It's so funny how many boys tell me they started playing guitar because of me," and my response is, "I never took lessons and." Because we had guitars in the house and my family played, I just learned by being growing up in my home.
Yep. Because when there's a guitar around you and you're a kid and you're bored and you have nothing to do, you pick up the guitar.
Right.
Sure.
Pick up my guitar and play. Anyway, Peter Tork, he passed away yesterday.
Oh, that's what we're getting at?
Yes.
All this
Yeah,
for that?
He died yesterday. Yeah.
He died. He's been battling cancer for 10 years.
Long time.
Awful. He was 77. I mean, that's a good, you know, it's, you don't feel like you get super cheated. Having spent the last 10 years battling cancer kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah.
He had something called adenoid cystic carcinoma. It's a rare, slow-growing form of head and neck cancer.
Sounds awful. Dude.
Sounds horrible. So he was the group's bassist starting in 1966 when the show launched. I really thought of that as being a 70s show, but I guess that by the time I was watching, it was just in reruns, you know?
Probably, yeah.
So I was born in 66. He sang a little. They were initially the stars of a TV show about an imaginary band that wanted to be the Beatles, but was never successful. And ironically, the success of the show led them to becoming successful in real life, and they went on to tour. They toured a million times.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple years ago, they were touring.
Yeah, but that was out without Davy Jones, right? Didn't they
right.
even tour
he
once without him?
He passed away, right?
He died in 2012.
Mm.
Among other things, Peter is known for contributing the piano introduction to Daydream Believer, the banjo part on You Told Me, which I don't even know that song. He sang on something called A Better World, which was a bonus track from their 2016 album, that hot seller, Good Times.
Oh, that one,
from 2016.
Yeah.
All those Beatles fans who went out and bought that. But they, so we're making fun, but they have sold more than 75 million records worldwide.
Hmm.
Like, they had a legit run there. Peter was the oldest guy in the group. He was 24 when the show began. Mm-hmm. The oldest. And he was also the first to leave in 1969. He bought himself out of his contract.
Wow. He wanted to get the heck out of there, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess he didn't want to do the show anymore. And I'm not sure that the show continued after him, did it? The TV show?
I really don't recall.
I don't remember there being someone besides Peter.
Mm-mm.
He did reunite with the band plenty of times. You know, money calls.
Money.
Oh, really? Yeah, I am running a little short of funds.
Well, they say his net worth is, upon passing away, is $4
million. Oh. It's poor.
Well, imagine what he had before he started having to fight cancer.
I was just thinking the same thing, that health care cost. Ridiculous.
Cancer is
good for business,
man.
Right?
Watching my aunt suffer from that was awful.
Well, it can devastate a family.
And she just was keeping alive. It's not cool.
Did she pass away?
She did. Mm. And wanted to. They're like...
Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah,
take me out
come
of my misery.
On.
Yeah.
I'm not getting better. It's obvious.
So Peter Tork bought himself out of his contract, but reunited with the band four times, late 80s, late 90s, early 2000s, and then the 45th anniversary tour in 2011, which I'm not sure. I think that Davy Jones might have been part of that because he died in 2012, and I think he had a heart attack, too. So it was quick. Yeah, well, 2012 after suffering a major heart attack. He also, back to Peter Tork, not Davy Jones, star of the show, cutest in the band. Peter Tork toured with Mickey Dolenz in recent years without Michael Nesmith. Is this an urban legend that Mike Nesmith, who was like what, the lead guitar player in the band, his mother invented Whiteout?
Yes.
Is that true or
that's
an urban?
That's true.
Okay. So he had Whiteout money.
He's you know what I was thinking, and also the fact that he only had $4 million, Peter Tork, is that he was married like four times. So half.
Poor Peter. So it's actually good that he had $4 million left. You know, clearly that monkey's money was no joke. Mm-hmm. Peter is, let's see, second monkey to die. Yesterday, both Mickey and Michael, Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith, released tributes. Mickey said, no words right now. I'm heartbroken over the loss of my monkey brother. And Mike Nesmith said, and I quote, "As I write this, my tears are awash and my heart is broken. Even though I am clinging to the idea that we all continue, the pain that attends these passings has no cure. It's going to be a rough day. I share with all monkey fans that this change, this loss, even so, Peter will be part of me forever."
That's very well put.
His death comes almost exactly 10 years after he first revealed his cancer diagnosis. He actually documented his treatment on Facebook, especially that first year, I guess, you know, when he was hopeful about overcoming it. So his ups and downs with the disease were pretty well chronicled at the beginning there. He was pretty public about it. So rest in peace, Peter Tork. Oh, what can it mean for a daydream believer? Homecoming queen. Hey, and I think also that David Bowie's real name is Davy Jones.
I believe you're right.
And I think that because of Davy Jones, he changed his name to David Bowie.
Oh, is that right?
Something like that. All kinds of little weird monkeys trivia.
Yeah, David Robert Jones. David Bowie.
He should rest in peace, too. He's a real loss. Okay. Kylie Jenner.
What about her?
Oh, the Jenners, the Kardashians. The drama stay. Yesterday, we were talking about how Kylie Jenner had this best friend named Jordan Woods. Actually, we've been talking about it for a few days. And Jordan Woods made the ultimate betrayal and was caught making out with Kylie Jenner's half-sister, Khloe Kardashian, her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. I guess there was some party going on. Jordan was at it. Tristan was at it.
So
it was
so
magnetic.
What you know about it is they only made out.
That's all I know.
They didn't do it.
Not that I know of, okay. Kenny. I mean, maybe they left. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is they were definitely seen hooking up. At least, you know, I don't know. Hooking up means doing it, right? So they weren't seen doing it.
Well, hooking up doesn't necessarily mean doing it, but
they were mashing
faces.
They're
grown-ups. You expect that that's where that's headed.
Right.
Were pictures of each other's privates found in each other's phones?
Not that I know of. So, but I don't know that either of them was forced to surrender their phone. Maybe Khloe found some of those. I don't know.
All right.
So this is Kylie Jenner's best friend. She's in business with her. They do a makeup line together. This woman, Jordan, lives in a guest house on Kylie's property. They're best friends. It's funny because I don't know any of these people that hang the hangers-on of the Kardashian clan. But then they start, everything that I look at that has to do with this situation is one picture after another of Kylie and Jordan together, like just, you know, and they're selfie queens anyway.
Besties, yeah.
You know, and just constantly photographing themselves. So Jordan Woods stabbed the family in the back. And Kylie's cosmetics line has a lip kit that's inspired by Jordan for just $27. A lip kit. What is that, like a lipstick
cheap.
And a liner? And is it cheap? That's cheap?
$27 for a kit? I would say so.
Well, what else is in the kit?
I don't know. Probably four different shades.
Oh.
Four different shades.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yeah.
A lot of texters wrote in yesterday and said these lip injections, they stay, but they can be, there's another thing that can be put in there that makes it go away.
Oh, like neutralizes it?
Or deflates it?
Deflates it. Like, yeah. Whatever. I don't know the... I wish I had it in front of me, but they were using very specific wording. But the gist of it was that stuff, what do they say when they get them removed? I think that was the conversation. Oh, I got this stuff removed.
Right.
That's what they're talking about. They had the injection in to make it go away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So not a surgery, some counter injection.
Yes, exactly. Right. So...
Well, no word on whether or not the injections are included in the lip kit. They probably should be. The girl's got the best lips ever and did not always have that. She didn't even have an upper lip.
She didn't.
Like no upper, like just these janky teeth hanging down from like a from no lip.
Good. Kylie's lip kit contains liquid lipstick and a pencil lip liner.
Oh,
two
so
things?
Just two items?
Just two items.
For $27?
Well, no. It's now, it got slashed to $13.50 and now you can't even get it anymore because it sold out. It's a collector's item.
So Kylie's just trying to get rid of this.
Yes.
Crap.
We heard about the eyeshadow yesterday. Today it's the lip kit.
Yeah.
Everything is just sold out completely. And I guess people are like, yay, I get to get Kylie stuff for half price.
If you buy between $35 and $1,000, you can get interest-free installments.
Installments on makeup.
What about shipping? Get a deal on shipping there, too?
What that doesn't say there.
I want some free shipping, too. You're telling me $35 to $1,000?
So you can buy $1,000 worth of stuff and...
Does she have $1,000 worth of different stuff? Or are you just buying,
sure,
you know,
probably,
lifetime
probably.
Lifetime supply of foundation?
The lady's a billionaire, so
yeah, you don't make that deal unless you know that people will fall for it.
Yeah.
Her website's stacked, so.
An installment. But listen, she's a billionaire.
And when she comes to town with her pop-up stores, the line's around the block.
Of course it is. She might be there. Mm. I got to see her. I want to catch a glimpse. Mm. Check out that lip filler for myself. Looks pretty good. I always wonder, I think she's absolutely stunning.
I
just love her face. And there was some picture of her and Jordan that I was looking at. This
is the girl you just said had no lip with janky teeth hanging down out of it.
She got that fixed.
You just love her.
Oh my God, I love her face so much.
I like her face and
look
her
at this
looks.
Middle picture of her. She,
you couldn't
got her
have
hair.
Painted an uglier picture.
She fixed it. Don't worry. So she has her hair parted in the middle and like in ponytails up on top, like on either side and then hanging down. She's the cutest girl. And I wonder how much filtering can you even do on that? Like, does she go through? Because look, like her eyebrows look so perfect. Oh my God, she's perfect. She is now. She's made herself
perfect.
Well,
I mean, makeup does that for you, and people that know how to apply it, and when you have all that money and makeup artists, it's amazing how people look. We could look so hot
if we
had makeup artists.
Oh my God, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Seems like
I wish.
So much work, though.
Is that 2 hours?
No.
Hair, makeup?
Oh.
I could do that every day.
No. What? Who's got 2 hours to sit and let people like be right in your face? Ah!
I'm okay with it. If they're going to make me look beautiful, heck yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe if I have something important to go to. You know what, though? Then you look in the mirror, I'm like, wow, that's not even me.
Not even you.
That's not, like, so, okay.
Yeah, but
so
imagine
this is, like,
if you
dream
see the
Sarah.
Picture, the one that, you know, Hooman took of you that he posted on Alice, and you're like, oh, my God, I look unbelievable. Instead of all.
You start getting addicted to looking like
well,
that.
Well, you'd be like, that's pretty great seeing that instead of being all, Hooman picked the worst picture of all time. You know what I mean?
I think he actually looks. He looks. He doesn't look at anyone else in the picture except him. He goes for the one that looks the best.
He makes sure he looks good, right, Huma?
Hey, who can blame you? I'd do the same. If I was in charge of putting up the social media pictures, I'd be like, I don't care what everyone else looks like. Right. That's a cute one of me.
Yeah. Power.
That's humans. When I was watching Big Brother, as I always do whenever it's on, and especially these, like, you can tell that the celebrities definitely have, a stepped up level to what everybody else has going on as far as makeup goes.
Yeah.
Because they would show them without makeup on from time to time. And they, honest to God, did look like completely different people. Like Tamar, I was like, whoa, Jesus. But then she'd put on this full face of makeup and she clearly knew how to contour. Mm-hmm. And they overdid it a lot, too, because I guess it's pretty boring in there. And that's all they have to do is put their face and makeup on.
Right. That's what I think it is.
They're doing it to each other.
Yeah.
But man, when they got it going on, it looks good. Like Lolo, a couple times, I'm like, it looks like you have dirt all over your face. Like literally, like you need to go wash your face.
Yeah. I thought the same thing about that.
Too much clumpy.
Right.
Like, but sometimes it just looked amazing. Anyway, Kylie Jenner, she slashed the price on anything to do with Jordan on her website.
Mm-hmm.
And that sold out immediately.
Jordan's life is blowing up this week.
Yeah. She's like the Jussie Smollett of the Kardashians.
Do we have anything on that?
We do. I'll do it at 7.
Okay.
Just really quickly, I wanted to say, don't worry about Kylie, though. I mean, if you were, like, so sad that she lost her best friend. She's got another best friend already. You know, her B girl just stepped up into the A position. Her name is Heather Sanders.
Heather's all, yay, get that Jordan out of here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's great. So here's a picture of, she looks like she could also be her bodyguard.
She's a little...
She looks like someone. She looks like someone who might be able to beat you down. Like that girl is
traveling in sweatpants.
She is. Yeah. She's definitely not like, you know, Jordan was in the selfies all looking absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. Now Heather's going to have to get her act together. You know, Kylie needs a selfie or an Aussie mate.
Kylie's going to give her all the surgery she needs.
Yeah, no worries. I got you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
What now?
Okay, I'll just hit this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:38 and it is Friday. It's Friday.
Already?
I know. Fast week. Yeah, it's Friday. Hey, there's something coming up at 7 o'clock that is just out of the blue. Kind of exciting. So 7 o'clock, we'll have some tickets or something that you'll be like, either you'll be like, oh my God, that's amazing, or who is that? One of those coming up at about 7 o'clock here on the Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
Look at that.
What?
Well, you keep teasing this thing and I keep going, oh my God, what could it be?
I didn't put it on your sheet.
I looked, it is, are you sure it's not right there?
Point
sheet?
To it. Point to it. Show me. Turn it around and point to it. No.
That's not it?
No.
So I really don't have it?
You don't.
All right.
Can't give you that stuff.
Okay. I was going to say that's all right. That's
fine. I actually just printed it separately. No reason. Not right. Because of you.
Anyway, did you hit my button?
I did. Want it again?
Yeah. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You can't watch this show today.
No.
Oh, well.
Too bad for you. Uh-huh. I think, though, that we are running. There's a loop going on right now.
I think it's from yesterday.
Yeah. You can't watch today's
More
show.
More people watch the show than you know, though. Because we get people writing in going, hey, what's going on? Why isn't there are a lot of people who watch it.
Yeah, Vaughn's out today.
Happens.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll be walking down the street and someone will say, hey, they'll recognize because what I'm wearing because they've been watching The Looking Glass.
Funny.
I know.
So here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Oakland school strike. Teachers are striking. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the students trickled in, as they say in the story here. Mm. They watched animal documentaries and
they just put Animal Planet on for the kids.
Ate lunch together. Passed the time, basically, as the teachers make their point that they're important.
They are.
And necessary. And if you want to know what they're after, the teachers are demanding a 12% retroactive raise covering 2017 to 2020. They also want the district to hire more counselors to support students and more full-time nurses. They want smaller class sizes, too.
You said 2017 to 2020. So what, next year we're going to go through this again?
Well, I think that the negotiation started a long time ago, and they've finally come to a strike. So they want this pay raise. I think it's 12% over 3 years, right? So it would have been for those 3 years. And then, I guess then they renegotiate.
The district offered a 5% raise, which the teachers have refused. They've since brought that up to 7%. Mm. The district is saying, we just don't have the money. I don't know what.
Right.
They don't know what they're going to do. A teacher's starting salary in the district is $46,500 a year. That's for start. The average salary is $63,000, according to the union. They say, by comparison, a teacher that's been around a minute in Berkeley makes $75,000 a year. So the pay is low in Oakland. So that's the latest. They're on strike.
I'm 100% on the teacher's side.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And I get that it's hard to find that money, and a lot of it is... There's a lot of stuff that comes just from your property taxes. And so if they don't collect as much in Oakland, they don't have as much to give. Mm. We don't do a great job funding education in this country. And it's only the most important thing. So
Get with it.
Yeah. Well, it just clearly it's not a priority for, you know, the old men in Washington.
Well, it's a weird thing, like, to hear Hooman go, I am with the teacher. It's the easiest thing in the world to be with the teachers because the money isn't coming from our pockets. I don't know how to affect this positively.
Right. Well, it's that district and how much money they get given.
And the politicians mm-hmm. are the ones that are behind all this. So,
a lot of people are saying to keep your kids out of school during the strike because that way it'll hurt the district because they're not getting money for each kid in the classroom.
Mm.
But, you know, it's hard. You're
right.
It's working parents, man. What are you going to do with your kids?
Right.
It's a thing.
It is
I
a
didn't
thing.
Know. It's a
good,
thing.
Good luck, Oakland teachers. You know, and to the whole Oakland school district. Like, I wish that you were better funded. And to every school district. I mean, God. You know, even you hear, okay, fine. So down the street in Berkeley, they're making 10 grand more a year. But that's still, this is still the Bay Area. And 75 grand a year, you know, you're not buying one of the houses up on the hill. You're just not.
Mm-hmm. You're not buying any house.
No.
On that money.
And they have
not
no
you're
time.
Barely able to be you have four roommates. You're like, oh, great, yeah, I'm 42 exactly. year old teacher, you know, with 20 years of experience and I have four roommates.
Yep.
Right. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's where that stands. You know what I wanted to mention earlier when we were having a free for all and I kept forgetting it early, like yesterday, and have you seen the ad for a movie or a TV show on HBO called The Inventor?
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Whom on?
I haven't either.
The Inventor comes on. So it's an ad for a show on HBO. And it's
so you must have seen it when you were watching True Detective?
Yeah, but I saw it like 2 weeks ago and I keep forgetting to bring it up. So it's about Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And some lady.
Yeah, Elizabeth Holmes.
Who comes up with this thing that's going to be the next thing. And she convinces everyone to give her money. And she's apparently... This is a true story.
Yeah.
It's going to be on HBO. Mm. And it's about this woman who...
Do you want the description?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
With a new invention that promised to revolutionize blood testing, Elizabeth Holmes becomes the world's youngest self-made billionaire, heralded as the next Steve Jobs. Then, just 2 years later, her multi-billion dollar company was dissolved.
So her story was... She was saying, we don't need to draw. You know, have you ever had blood drawn? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you see this spurting into the thing. And then they're like, hey, we need another one. And they screw another thing on and you're like getting woozy. She's all, we only need a drop. They're taking too much blood from you. And that was her big deal. And it turns out the science wasn't there. Everyone told her, no.
I think you did this as a story or...
I may have, but it's going to be a show on HBO.
Like, it was a scam. She knew that the science wasn't there. She raised all this money.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think that's what...
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you said that.
No, Sarah's right.
Did I hear it on KCBS or something?
I don't recall this.
But no, it was she got a bunch of venture capitalists to give her a ton of money, and then now, you know...
Is she in jail?
I don't know. Maybe she's in Mexico.
It's a trip.
Living on her $1 billion.
I don't think she's in jail.
When they're doing the ads, they're showing the Apple campus, the spaceship.
Oh.
I'm all, hey, that's where I go to Whole Foods. Like, mm-hmm. the whole thing is right here. And apparently if she's not in trouble, she probably should be.
I think she's in trouble.
Oh, okay.
I swear you were the one who told me this story, but I don't know.
Maybe
so
I did.
The case is in the U.S. District Court in San Jose. She has not pleaded guilty, but she faces up to 20 years in prison.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, look out for that, because it happens.
So it looked good to you?
Well, it's like the South Bay. It looks like home.
They're calling it a documentary, and it premieres March 18th.
Oh, all right. Just a trip. Just thought I should point that out, because...
Yeah, that sounds...
Right here in our backyard.
Yeah, you'll actually see stuff that you drive by all the time.
It's one of the best things about the show Silicon Valley.
Right, they're showing.
It's neat.
It is.
Hey.
When's that coming back? God, I love
that
show.
I kind of dropped off after Eric. No, not Eric.
TJ Miller.
TJ Miller. I was gone.
The hell is it? Ehrlich. You got to
go back.
Totally go worth back. It. Go back. Go back.
Drop on.
Drop back on.
Love is hard.
Yes, Vinny, you keep telling me this. Every day there's some story about how hard love is.
It doesn't have to be, though.
No, it doesn't.
Apparently, some couples have started signing dating prenups. That's where they basically each lay out their demands for the relationship, what they want, what they don't want.
That sounds healthy.
It does sound healthy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm only half joking. I do think that...
Who gets to keep stuff when they break up?
Well, how far into the relationship do you have to have declared that you're boyfriend and girlfriend?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
This isn't for the first date.
No, it's, you know...
Well, maybe we should be a first
date
rider as well.
You're together, you're dating.
I'm going to send my rider over.
But you're not, you know, and you're a couple, but you're not married, you're not fianced, but you're, you know, living life and things come up.
Yeah.
I think this is... The problem is you usually can't sell it to one person in the couple.
Yeah.
One person thinks it makes perfect sense. The other person's like, that is not happening.
Yeah, that seems like a harbinger of doom. Really?
I like
it. You want me to sign a contract?
Well, so we're going to get a dog. Who gets to keep it if we break up?
Right. No, I'm with you. I actually think
it
makes sense.
So do you want kids or you don't want kids? Let's put this down on paper so that we both are aware of exactly what it is we agreed upon.
Well, that seems more like a marriage thing.
Right, but we hear about these conversations where someone in the divorce goes, he told me he'd take care of me forever. Or
do you have that in writing somewhere?
Well, but you know what I'm saying?
Guys say a lot of dumb stuff right after that you've done stuff to them.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. These
and people change their minds.
Right.
All the time.
But
and then you have to get your contract amended.
Uh-huh. But you've got a contract that says, okay, now you want kids, but we had agreed when we started this thing we didn't want kids.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're changing your deal up now.
Yeah.
So let's go back and, you know, discuss this, figure this out.
Let's go back. We got to redraft this. I add some stuff to it.
You know.
Yeah. Sounds expensive. Sounds like lawyers are totally into this.
One relationship expert says, we expect our partners to read our minds. It seems so unromantic. But you can rely on the prenup when you're angry. Emotional or...
Oh, you could lay out how many times a week you get it.
I don't necessarily know that you'd lay out exactly, but I think it'd be fair to discuss, like, you know, what are your hopes and dreams sexually speaking? Once a week? Mm. Yeah, once a week seems really normal. I'd like that.
How many minutes?
This is a boyfriend-girlfriend contract?
This is a dating prenup.
I think when I'm in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, I want it way more than once a week.
Well, you'd
We're
like
in
to
the
think...
honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can even make that. This is a clause that can be revisited in 2 years.
The point, I think, of this is that couples aren't marrying as quickly as they used to. Mm. So they're finding themselves in real-life
relationships
without having a marriage. And these are topics that come up. Dating prenups, everyone. Look into it.
Yeah, lawyers want you to.
Yeah. Well, I don't even... So... Does it have to be legally binding, or is it at least just that the two of you have looked at it and written it down and you both can go, hey, this is what we had.
Yeah.
We discuss this at length.
The level of commitment there is, you know.
You're against it.
I'm not against it.
You're
I think that if there were sort of standardized things and you could enter your little feelings into the blank spots, that might be worth it. I just see this as a disaster.
So
and a lot of money for lawyers.
It. All right.
And there's no repercussions if you don't follow. I mean.
Well, no, someone can sue you now.
Oh.
And the lawyers are like, yeah, this is great.
You can get sued?
I don't think so.
I think
you're
taking a
it. I just think that
you signed a dating
it puts
contract.
You both.
She only put out twice last week. I'm suing.
It puts it out there that what the expectations are for each other. I think that makes sense.
Mm.
These things aren't often discussed. It seems unromantic, but you know.
It's true, though. We don't lay out exactly what we think about things. And maybe we should. Or maybe that's just too much. Can we just watch a movie? Let's just Netflix and chill.
I mean, look, this might eliminate some of the notes we get on our bad advice secret show segment.
Yeah,
because,
we can't have that. We need more of those.
You know, now people have discussed things. They've come up with exactly what's expected of each other.
Solving their own issues.
Right, instead of writing us. Right. Going,
yeah, people are really good at solving their own
it
issues,
sounds
I've
bad
noticed.
For our business.
Right.
I'm looking at an example of one of these dating prenups.
What kind of things are on
there? It's just so long, and it's so formal. you know.
So it looks like a legally binding.
Yeah, I mean, parties extend forth for like... herein. Shall relinquish all rights.
Oh, it's
this.
Real then. I thought it was a lot less
are they,
real than that.
Like for, you know, a 6 month period to be revisited, like, you know, periodically.
Well, I did.
Because that might make sense. Like, you
so
know, here's something for now.
There's a sunset clause in it.
Sunset? Like if we ride off into?
It just has to do with how long this contract is valid and when it's no longer valid.
Oh.
Like the sun will set on this clause.
Oh.
You get
it? Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, this it's complex.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Let's just honestly,
can we just pick a movie and
just well,
here?
If it was that easy, that'd be great, and... Sarah. But it's not always that easy.
Yeah.
In time, people, whether or not they should, start to build up expectations of what they're owed through this time invested. Mm. I put time into this.
510 says, oh my God, Sheldon's relationship agreement is real. And right when you started talking about this, it made me think of Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. He has a roommate contract. He has a contract with his girlfriend, Amy. It's hilarious, all these little things.
That's so funny.
Because he's a quirky dude.
He wants things the way he wants them.
Yes.
Don't we all?
That seems super smart to me, but okay. Our tax number is 800-400-3697.
You guys doing a prenup?
Oh, come on, Sarah.
He just said it makes perfect sense to him.
Good question.
Well, if you were going to do that for dating, I would think you'd really want to do it for...
It's getting hot.
We want prenup.
We want prenup. Yeah.
What's the answer?
I think the way to answer this is to just say that repeatedly I have done things for this woman and in this relationship that I would have never thought I would do. Including,
you're in love with her. You love her.
But it's, and also we have kids, yeah. and it was with the first kid and the second. Mm-hmm. Like all of these things, sure, I would love to have said, we should have some stuff written down. She's not into it. So the truth is, I'm going to lose everything if we divorce. Like you're hearing it now.
Or you're going to lose half.
Vinny!
I will be so royally screwed when this, if this
it
doesn't
won't.
Work out.
It's going to last forever.
There's no rescue for me. This Two is- kids and I'm in my 50s. Sorry, that was me shooting my head.
Yeah.
I saw it.
You can't see that.
You can't
right
see it
now,
on the TV.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely.
So she said no
I'm
to a prenup.
In the wind. She
said
yeah.
no to everything he suggested. Please. What do you mean no to prenup?
We've had these look, when we were talking about the kid, I'm like, look, I get it. I do think kids are great. But you know what I really want to do? Have sex and go surfing. That's like, there's my hopes and dreams. That's me being as honest as I can with you about what I want from this world. Mm. Mm. I have my career. I'm rolling. I got you. We're good. I just want to go surfing. And then, you know, on Fridays we could do it maybe. I've lost at every turn.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gained because I have these wonderful kids. But you know what I mean?
And a beautiful home and a gorgeous woman.
Right.
Yeah.
But
love and laughter.
When she wants out, I'm had. Yes.
When she wants out.
Thanks for asking, though.
Sure.
On the air.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
You had just said what a great idea you thought it was, so I wondered
right,
if you know,
I really
that was translating into reality
love
in your
the
life.
Idea.
You have a trust. That's good. You have some protections.
Is that a protection?
Do I?
Well, it's a protection if anything happens to either one of them, but not if they divorce.
Yeah.
No,
so
it
it's
doesn't.
It's not a protection.
No.
This is why.
Why what?
I'm single.
It's so hot in here.
You need a pill, Vinny.
Did you want to do some text or should I just
push? I do not.
Push?
Yeah,
right.
I really want.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.